Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. Before we get started with today's lesson, we want to make sure to ask Jesus to be with us as we study. Dear Jesus, thank you so much that we get to take this time with you. Please send your Spirit to be with us and help us to understand, help us to learn more, and help us to be able to grow more in you. We love you. Amen. Hello, boys and girls. We are finishing the story that Jesus told when he was at the Pharisee's house. Jesus was telling a story to all the people at this feast on a Sabbath day. He was telling them about a man who had prepared a great supper, and he had invited certain people, but they gave all kinds of excuses why they could not come. So the master of the house was angry and he said, "Go out to the streets and the lanes of the city. Bring in those poor people. Bring in the maimed, the lame, the blind." Hey, that sounds familiar, doesn't it? A couple days ago, what did we learn about? That who are we supposed to invite? In Luke chapter 14, verse 13. In Luke chapter 14, verse 13, we're not to invite our rich neighbors. Who are we supposed to invite? The poor, the maimed, the lame, and the blind, and Jesus will repay, right? Well, now this master of the house tells his servants to invite the what? The poor, the maimed, the lame, and the blind. Wow! That's who Jesus had said we're to invite, and now in this story, the master was inviting those very people. Well, the servant went out, and he did it, and he said, "Master, it is done. I've done it, but there's still more room." So we're going to Luke, Matthew, Mark, Luke. We've been looking it up every day this week, Luke chapter 14. So you should know it pretty well by now, right? We've had lots of practice. This is day 6. Luke chapter 14, the New Testament, which is the second part of the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke. Luke chapter 14. What are the chapters? The big numbers, right? And then the verses are the little numbers. So let's look at Luke chapter 14, verse 23. What does it say?
"Then the master said to his servant, 'Go out to the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled.'"
The servant is now going out into the what? He's going out into the highways and the hedges. And he's compelling them to come in so that the house may be full. That's what this servant is doing. And you know what? The kind man wanted his guests to feel welcome. They didn't need to feel shy. They didn't need to feel like they weren't good enough. They didn't need to feel like they had nice clothes. He must have just been happy when he saw all the tables filled and the people enjoying the delicious food. They hadn't had food like this ever. Oh, they were so excited. The food was amazing. The music was beautiful. They came, they enjoyed the delicious food. Now, the bummer was that the people that the master first invited, they didn't come, did they? They were the ones that made those excuses, and now it was too late. They missed their chance. Others had taken their place. In the story of the master, he didn't make people come who did not want to come. He gave an invitation, and people had a choice to make. They could choose to come, or they could choose to not come. So what does all of this mean? Well, let's break it down. Who is this rich man, the master? Who does he represent in this story that Jesus told? Who do you think he represents? He represents God the Father. God the Father is preparing a rich, amazing banquet, a feast. Lots of people are invited, everyone. Who was that first group of people who were invited and who were told that they could come? Who do you think that those represent? Those represent the Jews or the religious leaders. God had given his law to the Jews so that they could share with others and invite others and let others come and learn more about him. But you know what? They didn't do that, did they? They didn't come to the banquet. They made excuses. Well, many of the religious leaders in Jesus' day, they made excuses too, to not follow Jesus and to not love him and to accept him as their savior. And if they didn't choose Jesus as their savior, they were missing out on heaven. They were saying no to that great banquet that will be in heaven. Now, who was the second group? The master told them, go out into the streets and the lanes of the city and bring in the poor and the maimed and the lame and the blind, those who are kind of close, the streets of the city right around them. It represented the Jews who were the outcasts of society, those tax collectors, the sinners, the people who realized their need of a savior, who loved and accepted Jesus. And did they follow Jesus? They did. And they're going to be at that wedding supper of the Lamb up in heaven. Now there was a third group, the Gentiles, those outside of Israel. That's us today. We have an opportunity. He's giving us an invitation. He's saying, come, come to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Are we going to choose to be there? You can. It's really easy. You want to know how? When we choose Jesus every day now, we can soon be with him at that wonderful marriage supper of the Lamb. I know I want to be there. How about you? Let's pray. Lord, come into our hearts. Help us to choose you each and every moment, each and every day, so that as we make those choices, those invitations that you give us to spend time with you, that we will do that. And that when we do that, we can be at your marriage supper up in heaven. Thank you for loving us and wanting to be with us. Lord, I choose today to be with you. And I hope every boy and girl that's listening chooses you too. We love you. Amen. Today is our last day for our memory verse. I bet you can sing it without the music, can't you? But you can go ahead and sing along with us as we finish off this week singing our memory verse.
Whoever exalts himself will be
story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.